What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. I'm so excited today because my first guest, when I saw her on CBS a few weeks ago, and I heard what she had to say, my ears perked up. It resonated so strongly with me. I am so excited to have Dr. Angela Duckworth with us today. Her new book is out. It's called Grit: The Power of Passion and Perseverance, and it is such a pleasure. But I have to ask, so you grew up with a father and who said all the time to you, you're no genius. So how was it when 2 years ago you were awarded the MacArthur Fellowship, sometimes called the Genius Grant? And guess what, everybody? You don't apply for this. You do not apply for the MacArthur. You don't ask your friends or your colleagues to nominate you. It's a secret committee that includes top people in your field. And so I just have to ask, that must have been such a thrill for you, Doctor. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's totally my pleasure. And yeah, it was a thrill. And the irony of growing up as I did and then being awarded this unexpected honor, the irony was not lost on me.
Okay, so let's tell everybody that you are professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. You have advised the NFL, the NBA, the White House, Fortune 500 CEOs. It goes on and on. And your new book is so powerful, because what you're saying is that, wait a minute, everybody, you can be the most talented, brilliant, gifted individual, but that doesn't mean you're going to succeed.
That's exactly the message, and it's I think ultimately a very hopeful one, because many of us will feel that we aren't necessarily heads and shoulders smarter or more talented than the other people that are in the room. But what is there that we can do? And my answer is, there's an enormous amount we can do. When you really love something and you're willing to work hard at it, it is amazing what you can do.
So talk to me about this word, grit. Can we teach kids to have grit? Are you born with grit?
Well, let me start by defining what I mean by grit. I think the word grit brings up images of, John Wayne and a kind of just like, mental toughness. And that's part of grit. Half of grit is being a persevering, I'll finish this even though it's not easy, even though a lot of people are dropping out. I'm going to be a hard worker. I'm diligent. Part of grit is that kind of perseverance that the word sounds like. But the other half of grit is this passion for something that you can say, I'll never be bored of this. And it's not only interesting, it's important. So when I see gritty people, they are not just enormously hardworking and persistent people. They are in love with what they do. They have a calling at the extreme. That's exactly how they'll describe what they do. So passion and perseverance. Can you teach kids this? I don't think it gets taught the way you teach a kid how to divide fractions into decimals, but I do think that it can be learned. I do think there are experiences, reading a book maybe that helps, but certainly going through challenges, having a coach or a parent say, you know what, that was a bad game, it wasn't a terrific day, but we're gonna work on this tomorrow. Those things I think do cultivate grit. And then finally, the genes question. You had mentioned, you know, is it something you're born with? To an extent, your grit and pretty much everything else about you is influenced by your genes, the DNA you got from mom and dad. But the important lesson about grit is that it's not entirely about your genes, not at all. Your experiences are enormously important in crafting who you become.
So you were able to interview so many people for this book, and let's talk about some of the people that you were able to talk to from the campuses of West Point. And by the way, you developed the grit scale to classrooms in San Francisco, from the National Spelling Bee stage to the practice facility of the NFL champion Seattle Seahawks. So, and CEOs and. So let's talk about what people were saying about grit.
So when I go and talk to either performers who are themselves world class, or in some cases, you know, the coaches or the managers and leaders whose job it is to help the players or the people who work at a company become world class, you know, what I'm interested in always is what's the same. There are differences. I mean, you go and hang out with an NBA basketball team and they are just doing different things during their day than if you go and visit JP Morgan Chase, of course, because a basketball team is not the same thing as a bank. But I'm interested, yes, in what they're doing that's the same. And there are commonalities. One thing that I see as common across these different contexts is that they have a very strong, gritty, wonderful leader. I think that all great cultures and teams have a leader at the top who is intentionally setting a pace for the entire organization and modeling the values that they hope to, you know, infuse everything else that everybody else is doing. So a great leader at the center. And then the other thing I would say that is thematic and really common to all of the places that I've really admired in terms of the culture they're developing and what they bring out in people is it's a combination of challenge and support. You know, challenge because complacency is not a recipe for grit. You know, almost by definition, grit is trying to get better at something every day. And so these places are not kind of comfortable, easy places to be. But at the same time, there is a culture of support. I mean, there is a kind of interesting, you know, paradox there. Might somebody, people would say, like, well, how can you be challenging but also supportive? Well, you can be. When you are on a great team, you know that your coach, your leader, not only wants you to do better every day, but they have your back. They in some ways trust you, you know, to do your best, and they respect you, and they know that you know they will be the strength for you when occasionally, you know, you don't have the strength yourself.
Right. So, as someone who was, you know, you use yourself in the book as an example of being pretty gritty, because you are. You were, you know, your dad said you're no genius, but you have been able to really and truly go to any heights that you want to go. So a couple of things that come through to me is talking about the brain for as many years as I have on both radio shows, my holistic health show and this Biz Talk radio show. We know that the brain has the ability to change. We know the plasticity of the brain. So fueling the brain and giving it some of those common denominators that you share that you researched in this book, Grit, can really make a difference.
I was a neurobiology major, and I graduated my first degree in neurobiology in 1992, and what we were all taught was that to a very large degree, the brain didn't change all that much once you became an adult. And so the idea that the brain is plastic and continues to evolve in physical ways, right, like that is kind of, you know, amazing that it happens across the entire life course. And it's not that we've always known that. So the message of neuroscience, I think, is that there's tremendous adaptability of the human brain, tremendous plasticity, that we never really done learning. And so it's not just that you're a kid and you learn new things and your brain changes. It's really at any age. That's very powerful. And if you know anything about this idea of growth mindset, it's an idea that comes out of Carol Dweck's lab at Stanford, and it's very intimately connected to grit. Carol Dweck shows that people who have a growth mindset, who believe that we are changeable, adaptive creatures, well, she shows that they are more persevering. And in fact, in our joint work, we show that gritty people have a growth mindset. One thing that she's been able to do is to tell people that the brain changes and change their growth mindset. And we believe that, in fact, will make people grittier.
So can you stay for a few more minutes?
Yes, I can, sure.
Oh, wonderful. Dr. Angela Duckworth is with us. The book is called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. And this book is such a fabulous book, insightful and even life-changing. It's about what goes through your head when you fall down and how that, not talent or luck, makes all the difference. This is Frankie Boyer. We'll be back in a moment. Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Stay tuned. And frankieboyer.com. This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 or 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mince right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is BizTalk Radio. And joining me, we're in the middle of a fascinating conversation by Dr. Angela Duckworth and her new book. It's called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. And it is an eye-opening book, and she interviews the most fascinating people in this book. She herself is a PhD, a 2013 MacArthur Fellow, professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania, and she has advised the White House, the World Bank, and the NBA, and NFL, and because I'm such a football fan, we have to talk about the NFL for just a minute, because you work with some of the teams that are out there, and you have taken us all over the country with your new book, Grit. You also interviewed Steve Young, who was the MVP quarterback. What made him so resilient? Share with us a little insights.
Yeah, Steve Young is extraordinary, and for maybe the younger listeners, you know, he is an NFL quarterback, Hall of Famer. He had terrific parents. I mean, if you ask Steve Young, what makes you different? Steve Young will say, my mom and my dad. His mom, Sherry, and his dad, who, believe it or not, had the nickname Grit. I can't even make it up. It's like, you know, so Steve was, you know, very interested in football and actually lots of sports. He was, you know, that kid in high school who's good at every sport. That
yeah.
was Steve Young.
Yes.
You know, he decided that he was going to pursue football. He went to Brigham Young. He actually started out there, though, as the 8th-string quarterback. So that means 7 other quarterbacks have to do something to themselves before he gets to see the field of play, right?
That's right.
And you know, called his parents crying, asking to come home. He had severe separation anxiety all throughout childhood and adolescence. And when he got to college, I mean, it was almost more than he could bear. And his parents really did the thing that I think parents of gritty people do, which is that they heard him, they listened, they were deeply empathic, but they knew why their son wanted to come home. They didn't want him to quit during this tough time. They didn't want him to learn how to quit. That's what his dad told me. I interviewed his dad as well.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Who would have ever thought that of him? I'm listening, and I'm even shocked. I didn't know that about him.
You know, I'm so impressed by the you know, paragons of grit is what I like to call them, you know, the exemplars of passion and perseverance. And sometimes they come in the form of football players, sometimes in the form of chefs or community organizers, artists. But what they all have in common, I think, is a kind of vulnerability that you wouldn't expect. I mean, you know, I am so admiring of the fact that Steve Young didn't hesitate to tell me about his crippling anxiety as a child, about his crying when he was at BYU, about his his self-doubt, about his reliance on his parents. I even asked him, so at what point did you not need your mom and your dad to be that strength to rely on? He said, what do you mean at what point? I still need them today.
I love it. I love it. So what got him from that seventh string to the MVP?
Well, you know, for one thing, he did almost quit and, you know, stayed at BYU, so that was a big decision. He came home over, I think it was the Christmas break, and, you know, talked about another challenge, which is that, you know, he really wanted to play quarterback, but his coach didn't want him to play quarterback. He had a bit of good luck, which is that, you know, his coach actually left for another university. There was a new coach. He saw a kind of potential in Steve that maybe the first coach didn't. He trained incredibly hard. He was not the best quarterback that you can imagine. He would, for example, take this big net out to the practice field. And this is, you know, long after all the other guys had gone home or during parts of the season. He would throw that football and try to make it into this net over and over. He actually calls it 10,000 spirals because he actually threw that football 10,000 times just practicing to get his arm to be better before the next season would begin. It was really that kind of dedication that I have to tell you, I see it across the board. When you find in the biographies of great chefs what they were doing when they were in their first, second year in the kitchen, they'll tell you they were first to come, they were last to leave, and during that, you know, little amount of time that they had off, they were home trying to make a sausage better, trying to taste the sauce better. It's exactly what Steve Young was doing as well.
Yes. You know, as you're talking, I remember hearing stories of Larry Bird, who was a great, one of the greatest basketball players that played for the Boston Celtics, and I think all over. He now is back in his hometown coaching and running his own organization. But he was the first to come to the court, the first in the morning, and he was not a born a natural player. He self-taught, and he did not leave when the game was over. He went back out after a game. And continued to practice his shot that he didn't get that night. I mean, that to me is what you're talking about. That's grit.
Absolutely. And, you know, Steph Curry is maybe the modern day, you know, example.
Oh, absolutely. That's right.
He will tell you it's not practicing until you get it right. It's practicing so much that you cannot get it wrong.
Yes, yes. But this is why this book is so inspiring, because it gives young people listening and anyone at any age, it's not about your genius or not being a genius. It's about the love that you have, the passion that you can bring forth, and you give hope to those that may have fallen by the wayside at any age, at any occupation.
I hope it does. I think that when you watch the Olympics and you see these, you know, world-class people do things, you know, I want people to watch those sorts of things and not say, oh, they're gifted, they're naturals, I'll never be like that. I want them to say, what can I learn from this person? What can I do that they do that would make me a little more excellent about something that I love in my own life?
I love that you did that. I just love that you did that in this book. And have you heard from people now that the book is out? Tell us what some of the comments have been.
Well, I think for some people there is this kind of, you know, wow, you know, just hearing these stories and actually putting it together with the science, that's where the power comes from, so that you can read about people like Steve Young, but then you can also, you know, put that together with the modern science and how the brain works and, you know, what we know about parenting and the kinds of beliefs that really optimistic people have. I think that's been powerful. I think some people have said, you know, you didn't say enough about poverty and about luck and about all the things that you can't control. And I want to say this. I think there are things you can't control for sure in life, but one thing I've noticed about gritty, successful people is that while they acknowledge that that is true, they choose to live their life paying attention to the things that they can control, where they can make a difference.
Absolutely. And with that note, this has been a wonderful, wonderful time with you, Dr. Angela Duckworth. Grit, the power of passion and perseverance, and congratulations on a incredible book. And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com, frankieboyer.com. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Boost your immune system naturally with Silver Biotics. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And the truth is, how do you survive? How are we going to survive when terrible things happen? And to help us make sense of this and to really put a perspective on this is Dr. Joe Alton. And he is a disaster preparedness expert, New York Times, and Amazon bestselling author of the Survival Medical Handbook, The Essential Guide for When Help Is Not on the Way. And unfortunately, we all watched this past week, Doctor, and welcome to the program. It's nice to have you right here on BizTalk Radio.
Thank you, Frankie. We appreciate you having us on.
So, you know, the situation that unfolded in Orlando, the truth was is that there were not enough ambulances. There were not enough medical people to help. And so individuals were taking people to the emergency room in pickup trucks, and people were doing their own survival techniques on how to get people to survive. And it worked. It was, you know, you hear the stories and story after story after story of you know, the way in which individuals that had some knowledge could help the wounded. It was really very stunning.
It was so inspiring to see people from all walks of life actually going to this area, an area which may have, I mean, for all they knew, may still have been dangerous, and offering their help, offering, even if they didn't have, let's say, medical skills, offering to transport people to the hospital. I thought it was absolutely awesome, and we have to help our fellow man. Very simply, we can expect these events to happen just about any time, anywhere. I mean, they've happened at churches.
Obviously, yes. In movie theaters, yeah. So tell us what we need to do. What are some of the basic skills that every single one of us, or not even skills, but basic awareness that we should all have?
That is an awesome word to put out there, awareness. Always be situationally aware if you're going to be anywhere where there's a crowd. And by that I mean, you know, don't walk around with your hoodie up and staring into your smartphone. Look around. See if there's someone that seems unusually nervous. Is there someone dressed too warm for the weather? As you walk along, are there exits in the building or at the mall or at the theater that you could possibly take to run quickly out of if you had to? I mean, most of these places do have plenty of exits. It's important for you, just in the back of your mind, to know where these exits are.
Yes.
They could be useful in times of trouble.
I was at an event last night, and it was so interesting for me because I'm not a paranoid person, but it was a very dark restaurant, and you had to go down the stairs to get to it. And it absolutely blew me away that there was this dark entrance to this restaurant. And then I tried to see where there were other exits, and I couldn't find any other than the main entrance. And I have to tell you, for the first time since this happened, I was uncomfortable in my surrounding.
I think that is a big issue. I've been to a lot of restaurants that are in basements that basically there's one way in and one way out. And when that happens, then if something really occurred, if there was an active shooter event there, I mean, your most important option, which is to run to evacuate the area without hesitation if you hear gunfire or you see that something untoward is happening, that option is taken away from you, and that is a big problem.
Yeah, yeah. So you say we have to have a plan. Know your surroundings.
That's absolutely right. And I have a plan that is very simple, that's going to increase your listeners' chances of getting out of this type of event alive. And it's just three words. Those three words are run, hide, and fight. Now, you've heard of stop, drop, and roll, I guess, to save the life of somebody that's on fire.
Yes.
Now, run, hide, and fight. Right, right. Run, hide, and fight. That might save the life of somebody that's under fire. And that's the order of the actions that I want people to take. Now, that may seem pretty intuitive to you, but what do most people do? I mean, you hear gunshots and there are 50 people around you. I'll bet that that 49 of them are going to just drop to the ground. And if you drop to the ground in plain view of the shooter, well, that's probably not a recipe for a good outcome. You should instinctively run away from the direction of gunfire. Don't assume, by the way, a lot of people assume, oh, what is that? Did a tire backfire? Are there firecrackers around? Don't assume that. Always assume that it's something significant, that it's gunfire. Evacuate the area without hesitation. That's the first thing you should do. Now, after that,
okay.
Let's say you're in that restaurant. If there's only one exit and the shooter's standing in front of it, I mean, running is not an option. So your next choice is hiding. You want to get out of the shooter's line of sight. That's the first thing you want to do. Hiding under a table in that restaurant in the same room as the shooter, that's a bad idea. So I want you to get into another room, get into the back there, preferably a room with a door that you can lock. If it's a swinging door room, well, what you need to do, like restaurants have swinging doors oftentimes between the kitchen and the table area, well, you have to put some kind of barrier, desks, chairs, tables, copiers, anything that's heavy, put it in front of that door so the shooter cannot get in. That's very important. You turn off the lights, you silence your cell phone, and you stay quiet behind additional barriers like a table or a closet. As I said before, if there's an exit, run out the exit. And if you can call authorities once you're outside, dial 911. If inside, you might dial 911 and you don't even have to speak. They'll figure out that something bad's going on, and they will trace you to your location. And the last thing...
Oh, go ahead. I want to hear the last thing, please. I want to hear the last thing.
Okay, you got it. Now, what if you can't run? What if there's no reasonable hiding place? Well, Frankie, you might just have to fight your way out of there. Now, a lot of people believe that this is a strategy that is doomed to failure, but it isn't. It really isn't. You might be able to drop an attacker even if you're unarmed. Now, look at that train in Paris. I mean, there was a story about three unarmed men, one a soldier on leave, they were able to drop a shooter on a train in Paris. It's a last resort, but it can work. And that is the important thing. Any type of aggression against the gunman is going to disrupt their flow. These are focused people. They have a mission. They have things they got to do. And you might wind up being at an advantage. If you do this, if you are going to commit to your actions, and you're going to deal with this guy in an aggressive manner, charge him from the side, from the rear, throw objects that he'll have to dodge. This guy's not James Bond. He's going to flinch. He's going to duck. He might not be able to handle multiple threats at once. If there are more than one person, four or five people running at him from different directions, throwing even their cell phones at him, you know what? You've got a pretty nervous terrorist in that circumstance. It might give you a second or two to drop this guy.
One of the survivors that I was watching this morning, and I was just going to share that's exactly what he did. He looked at his environment, and there was no way that they could get out. There were about four or five of them in this little corner. He observed a ladder, and that ladder was to go up to a trap door, and he used the ladder. They went up into the trap door, and they hid up there, locked the door, and hid up in this dark alcove for about 30 minutes, they said. Until it was all clear.
What did they do? They got out of the shooter's line of sight. he couldn't tell where they were. I guess they were in an attic. It sounds like they were in an attic.
Yes. Yes.
If you're in an attic with the door closed and you put some weight, I'm sure there was lots of stuff stored in the attic. Put something on top of the door. That guy isn't going to get in. If he shoots the ceiling, well, the likelihood is that he's not going to hit you. And so I think that was I read about that. I think that was an awesome strategy by this person. I'm so sorry that more people weren't able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, me too. There were only four or five of them that made it up into that. This is such great information, and we will continue to have the doctor on periodically, because unfortunately this is the world that we're living in, and we need to understand the tips on how to survive a mass shooting. It's just I can't even believe I just said that, doctor, but it's the reality. What's the best website, and how can people find out more about you and the books that you've written?
Well, you can go to Amazon.com to get a copy of our third edition of the Survival Medicine Handbook, brand new. Talks all about not only active shooters, but just about any disaster situation, even natural disasters that you might encounter, and how to keep your family safe.
Thank you so much, doctor, and we'll be back in a moment. It's Frankie Boyer right here on Biz Talk Radio, and again, great information on surviving from Dr. Joe Alton. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and such great information today right here on the Frankie Boyer Show. Check out my new website, frankieboyer.com, on Biz Talk Radio, by the way. You can always listen to the shows. They're archived, and I have to tell you some tremendous information. And continuing on that thread today, men, listen up very carefully, and women who love your men, even more important. It is Men's Health Month. Yes, June is Men's Health Month. And joining me today about a very exciting study, and men, you need to hear this. You really need to hear about this because it's going to blow your socks off. Joe Valu is with us, the general manager of Euromed USA. And Joe, it is a pleasure to have you with us today. But there is an exciting new study that is showing that there your saw palmetto extract is just as bioactive as a leading prescription drug for maintaining prostate health. And that is absolutely mind-blowing.
Well, we're pretty excited about it.
You should be. Joe, tell us, first of all, this is the important story because one of the most prominent concerns of men as they get older is prostate health. Let's face it, it really is. And enjoying a healthy sex life, a natural, healthy part of aging, it's just a natural for all of us. It really is. But not all products are unfortunately created equal. So the product that men are taking, and if they think it's a good product, there's so much evidence that it may not really be as great a product. So congratulations on your company coming out with the best saw palmetto out there. And tell us a little bit about this study.
Well, as you mentioned, unfortunately for all men, prostate issues are in their future. If you look at the statistics, it pretty much matches up with age. So if you're 50 years old, you have about a 50% chance of having prostate-related issues. And if you're 80 years old, you have probably about an 80% chance. So it really is something that affects a lot of men. And what we're talking about is difficulty urinating, getting up many times in the middle of the night, to urinate, having low urinary volumes. These are all low, associated with an enlarged prostate. Right now, most of the products on the market to help with these issues are prescription drug items, which affect the way the prostate works. And we make an extract from a berry called sal pimento, which is a nutritional supplement designed for maintaining prostate health. But what we wanted to do is to study it and compare its bioactivity to see how it worked in comparison to prescription drugs. So we picked the lead prescription drug, the kind of the gold standard for prostate issues, a chemical called finasteride. Your listeners might know it better as a drug called Proscar is the brand name.
Yes.
And it's also
yes, of course,
in a product called Propecia for hair loss.
Right, for hair loss, yes.
Because the way it works is it affects the hormones that control prostate problems, and it affects these hormones in a positive way, so it eliminates many of the prostate issues. So we studied our sal pimento extract against this prescription drug to see if our product would affect the same systems that the prescription drug affects in a positive way. And what we found is that, in fact, did do that and did it as well as the prescription drug. So you're able to, with our extract, get the same bioactivity that you would with a prescription drug, but in a nutritional supplement.
How extraordinary. That's very exciting stuff.
The things consumers should know is that unlike the prescription drug, which is probably a fairly large dose introduced into the body right away, they might see the effects right away, but they'll also see a certain level of side effects. And with sal pimento, the dose is relatively mild, and it may mm-hmm. take a few weeks before you see the effects, but you're also going to be affected health-wise in a less dramatic way, so you won't see these kinds of side effects that you
simply... I was just going to say, but there won't be the side effects, and which is like great. You know, I mean, to be able to solve some of the problems and not have the side effects of the pharmaceutical is just awesome. And so if men were to go to the store, Joe Valu, how do they buy this product and where do they find it?
Well, when
because
you go
not
to,
all not all products, not all sal pimento are products are made the way that yours are made and the efficacy of which you make your product.
Yeah, they're all very, you can buy, sal pimento is a berry that it only comes from Florida. Of all the places in the world, the only place you can find these berries is in Florida. And we have an agricultural operation there where we harvest our own sal pimento.
So what's it, we're almost out of time. So what's the best, where can people purchase the product and where would they go to buy it?
Okay, so they should go to their local health food store or GNC and look for sal pimento standardized extract.
Okay.
There'll be berry powders and things like that, but you want the standardized extract, and
that's
it should
the
be
key.
Standardized to 85% fatty acids.
Perfect. And for more information, maybe they can go to your website, which is EuromedUSA.com.
Yes, or they could go to EuromedPhytoProof.com to learn more about how we make the sal pimento.
How wonderful. Congratulations on this news. And men listening, it's a great opportunity for you to take advantage of this new study. Very exciting information. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. Another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show right here on Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile. When there are clouds. try, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.